Is there any better medium for distilling the human condition than poetry?
How easily happiness begins by dicing onions. A lump of sweet butter.
That's Bria Frainer of Conval Regional High School reciting A Bit of Onions by William Matthews at the Poetry Out Loud State Finals in 2012. Bria went on to win the competition and got a chance to compete nationally in Washington, D.C. On Friday, I'm honored to say I will be again Master of Ceremonies for New Hampshire's 2013 Poetry Out Loud State Finals Championship. The event is open to the public and held in the Grand Representatives Hall at the State House in Concord. The competition requires high school students to bring a poem of their choice to life, memorizing it and reciting it publicly, as scholars have done for thousands of years. The competition attracts a wide variety of students of different styles and tastes and exposes them to great poetry, teaches them about their literary heritage, and encourages them to master the skill of speaking with conviction in front of a group of strangers. Each state sends one student to Washington, D.C. for national finals and a chance to win a $20,000 prize. I have never come away from these events less than stunned at the poise of these kids, or more heartened that with all the hand-wringing and worrying about the minds of America's youth, there are many who connect to the wisdom and power of poetry. Come join us for a little inspiration. We'll leave you with last year's national champion, Kristen Dupard from Ridgeland, Mississippi, reciting an excerpt from Invitation to Love by Paul Laurence Dunbar.
Come. When the year's first blossom blows, come when the summer gleams and glows, come with the winter's drifting snows, and you are welcome.